family that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Welcome to 5926 Central. New show host. All right, this show was created by none other than the Cook sisters, you know, of Billy and Tezra Cook. 5926 represents a lot for us, our family, you know, love, unity, all that good stuff. What's going on, Sam? What's going on? Well, Z, what's going on? Because the rest of our hosts have not called in yet, so I don't know what's going down with that.
It's all good. Everything's good. Everything's good. What are y'all up to on y'all's end?
Oh, man. I'm sitting here watching this Wynonna Earp trying to get into it because I'm a big fan of Wide Earp and Tombstone, so I had scrolled by it a couple of times, and then I was like, man, let me go ahead and check this out, see if it's good, you know, and all that good stuff. So it's working out all right.
Where are these other cook ladies at?
Huh?
Where are these other cook ladies? Where are they?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know where they are, but you know what we're going to do? What we're gonna do till they show themselves, we're gonna play a little bit of our brother's music. You know, old superstar Billy Cook. We're gonna play a little bit of his music and give him time to go ahead and join us right here on 5926 Central with, of course, us. So, we'll be right back. Like they say, after these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, baby. It's time. Let me take your coat off. Let me ease your mind. Hey, baby, it's time. Let me take your coat off.
Yeah. keeping you in your lingerie, and I can't take my eyes off of you. All the things running through my head, girl, got me saying, ooh, hot wax and honey. I'll even bring the popcorn, 'cause it's gonna be a long night watching you perform. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, Monday through Friday.
Already know you hear Zam. What's going on? Who else we got on in the queue? Crystal, is that you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
What's going on, girl?
None.
Waiting on a couple more, but it's all good. How your day been going?
It's going great.
Awesome, awesome.
Oh, is that Crystal in the house?
You know, Jessica had us watching that ceiling earlier. I don't know. You just have to just believe, I guess, if, you know. And Pam, we're waiting on Miss Sweet Pea to call on in and get us stuff all acclimated into the show. But until then, we got a topic tonight. The topic is fresh off the table. Nobody knows what it is, but we're going to dive into it. So go ahead, Z, let us know what's going down. What you got for us tonight?
Okay, so I was thinking, since this is our initial airing, that it would be good for everybody to get to know who each one of us is. So, and also in doing that, just kind of letting everybody know why we decided to go ahead and start our own show. Mm-hmm. So in letting everybody know who we are and why we decided to go ahead with it and why we decided to join. Because initially, you know, it was Janice's idea. And me, I like around. I don't like to talk too much or whatever. I guess I'm kind of opinionated sometimes, so I just sit back and kind of like watch. But I decided to go ahead and get in on it this time for the simple reason I never do. And so I thought it would be really good for us to actually get together and do something as collectively as a group, as a family, you know, as sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what we may learn about each other in the process. So
Exactly. I thought it was pretty fly. Mm-hmm. You know, I just believe I have the coolest sisters in the world. So I just believe that us getting together, you know, and listen, our name is Cook, okay? And we all can cook. Well, I don't know about we all. Let me take that back. I think we all can. She's pretty good. Yeah, I just felt like, you know, like he said, not just introducing ourselves like right now initially, but throughout the shows, you'll be able to get to know the Cook family. I know our name is out there, you know, a lot with different things that we do, but actually taking the time to just share some of our stuff with you, with our listening audience, is going to be really, really awesome. And then plus, I got other shows that I do, but I thought it would be just awesome to be on the air with folk that I used to live with. for years and years and years, you know. And I don't want, I hope no family blackmail come out on any of these shows, you know. I want you to just tread lightly, you know. Don't get to telling a bunch of family. No, I'm just playing. But we had some good times, you know. As children, we had good times, even as adults. And I look forward to just sharing the platform with you guys, you know, so that everybody can see that love in the Cook family. So, Crystal, what you got? Introduce yourself, girl.
I really don't even know what to say, to be honest. I don't know what to say, y'all.
Okay. Well, I'll tell y'all, this is just my little sister. She has a twin. I'm a twin, you know. And I think I am her twin's twin. And my twin is her twin. It's crazy because we all kind of, we got mismatched. My twin is a girl. Her twin is a boy, you know. Well, full-grown man now, but, you know, I'm just saying. And that's the way it is. For a long time, Zam, you know, everybody thought that Zam and Pam were twins. This was Cookie's on this whole little twin thing. And I had to tell him, I said, no, Zam is the oldest sister, and Pam is next in line. Pam's next in line. So, because they got the same, maybe she had three sisters. I said, now, how did y'all put that together? You know, how did they come to that?
I think it was the name thing and the fact that Sister Cook dressed us alike until we were, I don't know, middle school?
Yeah.
Fifth grade, maybe, sixth grade? But, I think that, and just for everybody who's listening, Sister Cook is our mom. She doesn't answer to mama. She doesn't answer to mama. She answers to Sister Cook. And that's only because all day, every day when we were young, it was mama, 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 mama. She wouldn't answer.
Oh.
And so then we call her Sister Cook, and then she would answer. So if you're wondering who Sister Cook is, she's not a distant relative. She's not an aunt, you know, nothing like that. Or a woman of the church that we just call Sister Cook. No, she is actually our mom.
Our mom. Yeah, you know, one of our cousins tried to, like, he attacked me about it. He was like, don't call your mama that. I was like, why? Why? Does it offend you? What's wrong? Don't call your mama. Call your mama mama. Don't call her Sister Cook. Why you call her? I say, calm down, calm down, calm down. She's okay with it, you know, just calm down. But he was upset because I was calling my mama Sister Cook. I was like, no, no, no. You got to understand the term of endearment for our family personally. Calm down.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't know where the rest of the sisters are, and I don't want to have to play a song every 5 minutes, so we're gonna do it again. Yes, we are. Now, the song we started off with was a song that we all collabed on, and we can talk about the song a little bit. Our intro, if y'all notice, is it talks about we're a family no matter what. Okay, so I'm going to play the whole song, but I'm going to give everybody's song on the song. I just played it for my husband, and he's like, man, that song is banging. I said, yeah. I said, we all got together, you know, and put this song together. Let's say it like this. Marcel Casanova, known as Talent, produced it. And we really had fun putting this together. Zam, you remember when we did this song?
Central in a little bitty 3x3 room that my brothers turned into a makeshift studio. Yeah, and I can't remember the exact year, but
yeah.
God, Crystal, do you remember? My memory's not good at all.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when. But I do remember that day, and I do remember when we finished how proud of that we were. And the fact that we actually got Sister Cook on the song, that was crazy.
That was straight crazy. But, I mean, it's like, how were we going to do it without her, though? You know, it was like, you had to get
her. Yeah.
And then just with that announcement, we have this saying, when people get a little too controlling, we have this saying, my daddy is at 5926 Southridge. My mama is at 5926 Southridge. You know, we had this thing of putting people in their place when it got just too heavy. You know, calm down. You know, parents are located at the house. Calm down. So we had, you know, Jess was on there. You know, she had her and her proclamations and stuff. So, you know, just really is a something we had to make sure was added to that track. Now, let's see. Hopefully we can get Pam on here. We used to always mess with Pam because the song we used to sing as family called, oh, my God, what was it? Everything's Gonna Be All Right. And
oh,
Pam,
yeah.
When it came to her part in the song, we used to mess with Pam. You know, she loves us, you know, and I hope she understands. But the love to just mess around with her about this song, you know, and when she get on this radio show in just a few minutes, hopefully, he can really tell us how she felt about it. He might come out of a bag on us. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not really not sure about it. I can't call it. Whatever. Let's see. We got the Cook sisters. Oh, we got somebody else. Let's see who been chimed in on. Who we got on the air? Is that? We got on there. Somebody holler at us. Is that Chris?
Chris?
Who we got on there? I just chimed somebody in. Talk to me. I guess they say not today.
Not today.
All right.
Well, that's okay.
Not today. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Okay,
well,
y'all, while I'm
hopefully,
finally...
before everything is over with, we'll be able to speak with everybody who is on this song and those who aren't on this song.
Yeah.
But there was only one of our brothers, one of our siblings, who didn't make the song, and he wasn't there at the time. He was out of town, so...
And then, plus, when we say our, okay, I don't know if anybody noticed how we say our siblings' names. Zam, Pam, Jessica, Zam, Pam, Billy, Jessica, Janice, Napoleon, Crystal,
Napoleon.
Chris. Napoleon, Crystal, Chris. See?
And Marcus.
Right
I
in there, Marcus.
Napoleon, Marcus.
Napoleon,
Napoleon
Marcus.
Marcus. Yeah, Crystal and Chris.
Yeah, because I was like,
Crystal and Chris are the baby.
Like, when I do this roll call, what's happening, really? You know? All right, y'all. All right, y'all. We're going to take a break when we come back. Hopefully, we have more sisters and brothers. It's all good on the line. This song is No Matter What by your very old Cook family. 5926 Central.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things. satisfy therein.
I'm a cook for life.
Remember, be a family, no matter what.
No matter what path we take.
Nobody really knows anything, and everybody's just guessing, and they want the kids to be guinea pigs, and let's test this theory out. Like, they don't know what they're talking about, right?
Yeah.
From the top to the bottom, nobody knows what they're talking about. So, no, I think they need to just wait. I don't know. I don't understand what the rush is. I mean, it's in a rush. If the kids have to go to school, you know, an extra year, that's fine. I mean, because – mm-mm. It's just too many uncertainties.
Well, didn't they end last year with Zoom? Because I know Jane's sister is a teacher.
Yeah.
And her classes she did through Zoom. You know, and she's training other teachers for the start of this school year too on how to use Zoom and how to. They're getting. I think she said she had to get. She's getting about 3 computer monitors, and she's actually getting herself ready to set up at home and teach.
Yeah.
You know, from home.
But see, I don't even think it's that. What I believe it is, I think that they all just assume that in the fall the kids will go back to school and then all this will be over. And I don't think they really put any time and thought into figuring the problem out. And I think that's what it is. And then school starts in a couple of weeks, and you haven't presented anything, right? And you know, you haven't given us any information as to how you're going to make all this work. And yeah. And that Zoom stuff, that's horrible. Okay. that's horrible. Like, I mean, think about it, right? Depending on how many kids you have, you know, you got to have all these computers for them to be sending. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, no.
Yeah.
They just assume the kids will go back to school and they're trying to rush and throw something together. Like, even if the kids have to start school in October, that's fine. At least work on getting it right the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know if the kids are going to get sick. You don't know anything. So you just want us to say, you know, no. No. No.
But it sounds like they're taking chance. It's like you said, guinea pigs. And it's like they're saying, well, they're young. You get what I'm saying? Because, you know, they said that elderly and people with, like, diabetes and stuff like that are high risk. Right, and it's like they just throwing the kids to me is where it looks to me. They're throwing the kids in there, saying that in a little laboratory, you know, it's
right.
Like a laboratory. Throw the kids in there, you know, like a hamster on a wheel, and let's just see how this works out. If they survive, you know,
They say, oh, they don't get it easily, and if they do, they won't bring it home. Are they leaving it at the door? How they not gonna bring it home? Like, I just don't understand. Like they're thinking, and I guess they say these things like people don't know any better, right?
Right.
Like, come on. Nah. Yeah, they just guinea pigs. They just testing out.
Yeah. Well, I think it's crazy. I think it's straight up crazy. Okay. Now, Jessica, you have school-aged children. I haven't heard you say a word. I don't know if that's the way we're going to play this whole thing out, but I'm hoping.
I mean, if you really want me, I'm not sure if you really want me to say anything, because I say I go overboard.
Yeah.
But if you thought it was important to take them out of school in March, finish the school, they never went back. You ain't done nothing different for me to allow my child to go back into the schoolhouse. So, until you show me something, I ain't sending my kid to your schoolhouse, to your death trap, because that's exactly what it is. You haven't done nothing, because you want the economy to get back up, because you said the parents need to get back to work. Go back to work to what? When everything is closed.
You
have some parents who don't really take care of their kids, and now they're at home with their kids, and they can't stand their kids. They're your kids. It's your job to watch them, not the teachers. They have their own families and their own kids. Get to know your children, and wait. And when they turn 18, then give them the boot. But until then, guess what? They're your responsibility.
Then all of my children are grown, but I have grandbabies. Now, okay, I completely understand that you have parents who are off work right now and are at home with their children, and not everybody's meant to teach. You know what I'm saying? I completely understand. And then the older we get, and I can only speak for myself, the older I get, the less patience I have with all of the new things that the kids are learning and the way they're teaching them. But at the end of the day, if you have to choose between your child getting sick or your child bringing something home and everybody else getting sick and losing a family member over attempting to teach your own child, I mean, there's no comparison. And like with my grand, my oldest is, and they're supposed to be starting school back up the end of July, beginning of August or something. And I worry about that, you know. Now,
and look at it like this. Go ahead.
And I was thinking my oldest two after him, they'll be five and they'll be supposedly, you know, ready to go into regular school, but at this point, I'm like, it's not even worth it. For the things that they learn in kindergarten, you can teach them at home. Just keep them at home.
Let's
go ahead,
honestly, let's look at it like this, and let's just truthfully be real. They put kids back a grade all the time. There is nothing wrong with every kid in America just staying out of school for a whole year if that's what they need, if this online education don't work, and then start them back off where they left off it. Yes, it's going to be hard coming
yep.
back because they're going to have some gaps, and they're going to forget some things. That's why this online learning thing is to just keep them current. It's not to teach them. It's to keep them current so when they go back, people flunk grades all the time. What's the harm
yep.
in making these kids? Yes, they have an expected graduation date. Okay, it just Corona made a change. Everybody add a year to their graduation date. What is the harm? They really not going to see it. And then when they finally get in there, if they start excelling, they may end up going back to their right grade.
Yeah.
For you to sit there and try to push these kids back in school, something is mentally wrong with y'all. They all on the same boat. Is that man that calls himself the commander in chief?
Yeah.
Well,
my thing is,
whatever caused them to shut everything down initially, nothing has changed. The only thing they did
it's
was
worse.
Put up some plexiglass. What's that?
Exactly.
It's worse.
That's the only thing
exactly.
that is different.
Exactly.
You know,
when they shut the school down, how many people had died? Less than five? What's that discount now?
Yeah.
Do the math. Math ain't that hard.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
This ain't the common flu. I mean, I understand some people do die from complications of the flu, but this ain't the common flu.
Nope.
You get the flu test, they can rub that thing in your nose, and before you leave your appointment, you know you got the flu. They might not know the strain of the flu, but they know you got the flu. It's taking these people 2-3 weeks just to get a result back. Come on. We got some people out there playing in these fields.
If y'all didn't know how we felt about it,
don't get me
know
started.
Now.
I'm a hush.
Yeah, you know that. And by a lot of And you got some people that's saying everybody needs to just go out there and everybody needs to get in and let the chips fall where they may. Because
I know,
I'm like,
yeah,
and they saying, because if you get it once, and nobody has said if you get it once, can you get it again? You know, nobody's addressing that. Do you develop an immunity to it? That's why I agree with Jessica. Y'all don't even know, and Chris, y'all don't even know what's going on. And you're not giving out the information. And this has been around since January.
Well,
you know, it was in
before then, actually.
Yeah, before then. Yeah. But they start posting in newspapers. You know what I'm saying? Who reads the newspaper? I just want to know. I just want to know. You know. So it's like.
I don't even pick up books and newspapers and all that stuff. Everything is online and cell phones and tablets. So, I mean,
exactly.
Nobody.
It's kind of like when somebody want to get divorced, they tell you to post it in the newspaper. You could divorce
right.
by posting. 'Cause
they know.
You know what I'm saying? Because they know the person ain't gonna look. You know who is reading the Chronicle? Nobody. Who's reading the Post? Nobody. You know.
And then too,
so come on.
You need to look at it like this. Right now, your children are just asking crazy questions about Corona. You send these kids into these schoolhouses, and they friends start dying of Corona. Then you're gonna have some more interesting questions from these kids, and then you're going to make them scared. They're going to never want to go back to school because that's what they're going to have. I'm going to go to school and I'm going to die.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to put in these kids' heads. If I go to school, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Even when the teacher's
and then
dying,
they walk into the school. When they walk into the school, it's to that they dead. You know, they got a big plate. You know, they got the plexiglass around their faces. You got them around their desk. And in my head, I'm saying to myself, what part
you didn't
of the
think
game
your kids were claustrophobic. You couldn't make them claustrophobic.
Oh, my God.
8 hours in the classroom with a mask on. You can't go play. You can't high five your friend. You can't do nothing but sit there in their desk. How you think they're gonna learn?
Watch this. A teacher said this. A teacher posted this on Facebook. She put, I need them to keep it like this. If they're going to put this around the desk, I need them to keep this like this even after Corona.
Just see, and that's what you're going to have some people like that. It's
and
definitely going to change
like
how
this.
People
go ahead.
How people react.
Yeah. Definitely.
it might not ever be any more handshakes, ever.
But you know, they don't need to treat
really
this like they
been
did.
Shaking hands anyway.
You're right, I don't. Especially me, because they know. But that's a whole nother
they're
subject.
They're trying to treat this like they dealt with the school uniforms, where people were killing people over Jordans and stuff like this. So they just put everybody in the same uniform. You cannot handle this like you are trying to, you know, you can't handle
mm-hmm.
this like this. That's why I say, you know, stay at home. They need to just, the kids need to stay at home, period.
Yeah.
Just.
Then they
yeah,
well,
at the end of all
they have as many kids getting sick and dying.
Leave the kids at home. Leave the kids at home.
What?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sam. What was you saying? Leave the kids at home. I heard you. You know. Cause,
I mean, I like it. Rocket science, you know.
Yeah,
so.
It's not.
You ain't got to have
like
a billion degrees to have common sense. You ain't got to have much common sense either, just a tad bit.
Just a tad bit. But it's just like you said, Jessica, it's them trying to get that economy back on. Teachers want to get paid. Listen, it's teachers taking courses.
Not all teachers.
All kinds.
You have some teachers that are literally quitting their job and making sure that their will is in order because they are trying to make these teachers go back into the schoolhouse.
Yeah. But no, I'm talking about when we're talking about the economy. And that's why people need to get out and vote, because these are the people you are electing. They think they're thinking for you. Oh, I know what the people want. They want to go back to work. Who did you hear say that? Then you got this guy that stood up and said people making more money staying at home than they were going to work.
They are right. People do want to go back to work, but they want to go back to work when it's safe. When they know they can come back home and everything's going to be, I'm not going to come home and kill my whole family. Because
right.
I chose to go back out to the workforce.
Okay. So I think next show, because we got 13 minutes left. I think on the next show, we need to talk about that. Return to the workplace. That'd be like the COVID corner. We'll talk about everybody feels.
Never leaving the workplace in the first place.
Oh, my God. Essential worker.
Because I haven't, the only days that I've had off are days that I needed off for something. But it's not due to COVID.
And then the precautions they're taking on the job to make sure that you're safe. Because I had one of my friends he works at a Budweiser plant, and they were still going to work, you know. And then one of his coworkers came up positive for COVID. You know, they have to send it out to everybody on the job. Hey, somebody here, they can't tell you who, which
they're
is crazy.
They're supposed
the craziest thing. And so he gets the information that somebody on his job is positive. Now, me myself, I'm like, you need to tell who it is so you'll know if you came in contact with this person. You see what I'm saying? Now, mask, gloves, which I think they should be talking about gloves. Everybody should have mask and gloves on, but you know, hey. They just saying masks.
But
you
can't tell these people to have on gloves if you don't tell them how to use and wear the gloves and when they need to change into a new pair of gloves. Because when you go around and you touch everything, and then you go,
cross-contaminate.
To have these gloves on. So if they're going to wear them, you need to tell them how and when to change. Yeah. Yeah. But who do it taking the time for that? You know, they Zoom and everything, but they're not Zooming that. But, you know, they have the different businesses putting up these different, you know, they have to put up COVID notices. You got to put up, you cannot enter the building unless you have on a mask. But I'm thinking to myself, but I'm not opening the door with my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I'm opening the door with my hands. So why are you not addressed? And wash your hands. And by the way, wash your hands. It's crazy. Like, but anyway, we'll go ahead and let everybody sign off. Zam, go ahead and sign off, and then we'll go to Crystal, and then we'll go to Jeff. Go ahead and sign off for us tonight.
Who's signing off? Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right,
you just saying good night, all that good stuff.
It was a good first show, and can't wait till the next one. And y'all have a good night.
What? All right, Crystal. Crystal.
Yeah. Oh, my turn. Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good first night, and I guess we'll see you next time.
Jessica. Yeah, I think I slipped with having a topic to make me talk. In order for me to continue to talk, just give me something to talk about, and this was a good first show, and I'm signing off. All right. All right, y'all. Catch us next week, same bad time, same bad channel, 5926 Central. With the Cook Sisters. And I promise you, that other one that was not on, Pamela M. Slam Bam, she'll be with us. All right, y'all keep the light right here. And please put on a mask, gloves, hand sanitizer, green rubbing alcohol, white alcohol, whatever you need to do. Or just sit down. Stay at home. I don't understand. Stay at home. All right.
Some type of alcohol, even if it's 90 proof.
Some kind of alcohol. All right, y'all. Remember that we are a family, no matter what.